Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. Outside a classroom, Lola uses her phone as a mirror to fluff her pink hair. Tiny, Zig, and Maya come out of the classroom.
No way a shark would tear to shreds. It's got like 50 rows of teeth,
which the giant squid would clamp shut with its huge tentacles like this.
Should I be jealous?
You guys know Lola?
Is she your girlfriend? Oh, we're talking?
Lola's keychain is a pink cylinder.
Nice hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I like your keychain.
I know, right? And it buzzes.
Yes, well, I assume that's why you bought it.
Well, it's great for stress relief.
Well, I'm sure it is.
I don't think talking is going to satisfy her, Tiny.
All right, now we have to head to physics.
They walk off as Frankie and Shay approach Lola.
Oh, my God. Is there a pop quiz?
Yes. What's wrong with my keychain?
Lo, that's a vibrator.
Oh, ew. Oh, no, no. Do you think Tiny thinks I use it?
Probably.
Just tell him you don't.
We just started talking. How am I supposed to talk to him about that?
Shay shrugs and Frankie smiles as they go past the worried Lola into class. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag, but that's none of my business. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amira Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs. In their living room, Frankie and Miles study on the couch as Hunter paces while watching his phone.
Come on, faster. Oh, okay, use your heel spell. Oh, damn. Oh, you idiots, come on.
Hey, could you just keep it down? I'm trying to focus.
Yeah, me too. If Northern Tech wins this, then my gaming team makes playoffs.
Okay, can you watch it somewhere else?
Since when are you such a homework nut?
What are you working on?
Frankie scoots closer to Miles and takes his notebook.
I didn't care about the scrapes on my knees. I just wanted those damn training wheels off. Is this creative writing?
There's some high school writing feature in the Toronto Interpreter. Mr. Mitchell thinks that they might publish it.
Really? My son the author?
Well, it's not for sure yet. I still need to finish these edits. Send it to him tonight, so if you guys could just give me some space, please.
Yes! Parkdale lost! Which means we made playoffs. You'll understand when my gaming team's playing in the gym, annihilating the competition.
Ooh! Should we all go watch?
You really want to come?
Miles and Frankie look at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, you're my brother.
What if I want Dad to come too?
Totally fine.
Really? You guys are in for a show.
I love it that my boys are doing so well.
Wait, how are you a favorite and I'm not?
I guess I just got it all figured out. How can I finish my work?
Grace holds Maya's notebook away from her as they enter the music room.
No, you can't read the lyrics yet. They're just dumb placeholder words.
About what? Zig and his muscles?
Goldie enters with a poster that reads, "The Feminist Club Washroom Protest."
We have the room.
Oh, I know. That's actually why we're here. We heard your song, Not Okay.
Oh, how? Were you at our show?
I kind of posted it.
Kinda?
No, I did for sure.
Regardless, we'd be honored if you play a show for us.
For the Feminist Club.
We hope to convince the principal to convert one boys' washroom into a girls' washroom, and Not Okay would be the perfect anthem to our protest.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not really an anthem. It's just kind of some stuff I went through.
Please think about it.
She hands Maya a poster and leaves.
See? A show. Can't be mad now.
Yeah, but I mean, for the Feminist Club.
What's wrong with feminists?
That they get angry over every little thing.
Still, a gig's a gig.
Lola peers around a corner wearing a bright red wig.
Is that him?
Nice wig. But you can't avoid him forever.
If she wants to avoid him.
Look, you like him, right?
Yeah, but now he thinks I'm some loser who has to do that because she can't get a boyfriend. Or he thinks I'm some pervert sex freak who has to do that in math class.
Oh. I sit next to you in math.
Just tell him you don't.
But he's a grade 11. What if he wants me to be a sex freak? This is total disaster.
You've been on one date.
Which is exactly how all of history's greatest romances started.
I'm gonna try and hit the girls' room before class.
Wish me luck.
Bye.
Shay walks down the hall. Frankie and Lola stand at their lockers.
Hey, do you really believe all that? The loser pervert stuff? I mean, we're supposed to think that, but...
Oh my god, you do it!
Shh! Not all the time or anything.
Lola puts her hand over her mouth.
How?
I don't know. In the shower? Like, with the shower head? Okay, shut it down. This isn't about me. It's about figuring out what you're gonna say to Tiny.
A tuft of Lola's pink hair peeks out from the red wig as she turns to Frankie.
What does it feel like?
Frankie's eyes shift around before a small smile creeps onto her face. In English class, Esme slips a baggie of pills into Miles's pencil pouch.
Miles.
Mr. Mitchell comes up to him.
Your short story is really good now. I love the changes, and the interpreter loved it too. I'm gonna publish it and do a profile on you.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, my mom's gonna flip.
You know, I actually went to J school with Rodrigo. He's a great guy. He'll be at your place for the interview.
He wants to see what home life is like for a literary genius.
And to ask you about your short story, what it's about.
Miles smiles, then looks down.
It's my dad.
Mr. Mitchell keeps his eyes on Miles.
Hey, if you're not up for it, I can put someone else's name for
it. No, I've got it.
Mr. Mitchell walks away from the desk with a smile. Miles takes a seat beside Esme, and Winston leans over her desk.
How exactly do you got this?
You know, it's so messed up that when I'm happy, everybody sounds the alarm.
Maybe because it's a warning.
Winston snags the pills, and Miles feebly tries to stop him.
What are these?
Esme grabs them.
What did you say they were?
Lorazepam.
Which weren't prescribed to you. Look, these anxiety meds can be super addictive.
Can you tell us, narc over here, that they aren't addictive?
Let me ask you this. Do they help?
It's not an answer.
Well, I don't want to have to take them, like, forever.
Why not? You eat food every day?
That's not the same thing.
People drink coffee every day.
They're anxiety meds, not lattes.
We all do things to cope with the crushing fear of our inevitable mortality.
Yeah, but you're only supposed to take these a couple of weeks at a time.
Okay, what happens if I stop?
You spontaneously combust.
Be serious.
This charming young man you've been lately goes back to being a nervous mess anytime anyone whispers, Daddy.
Look, popping these pills like they're candy, it's as messed up as she is.
Winston turns away. Grace and Maya join Zig and Tiny at the dot. Maya holds the Feminist Club poster.
Hey, guys. I got another gig.
Oh, that's my girl.
Zig eyes the poster and furrows his brow.
You're not like a feminist now, right?
It's pronounced feminazi.
They support women, dummies.
Yeah, at the expense of men.
They think the world would be better off without us.
Are you referring to feminists or your little girlfriend who's been ignoring your texts?
Okay, look, I'm pretty sure it's about equality.
Well, if it's about equality, then why are they trying to take one of our bathrooms? Look, right now, we have five and you have five. If they take one, that's 6 and 4.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't seem really equal.
But nobody uses the tech hall bathroom. Isn't it always empty?
Not empty, just private. I use it to...
Return a book to the library.
Deliver a package. By airmail.
Participate in the slam dunk competition.
Okay, gross. You poo. We get it.
But can't you do that in any bathroom?
Well, you know, I get gun shy if people can hear.
Come on, you delicate flower. Our bathrooms are always packed.
Well, girls need to be more efficient.
Unfortunately, we lack some of the hardware necessary to use urinals.
Look, I will be front row at any of your gigs, but equal should mean equal.
Maya looks at Zig, then her eyes fall to the poster. In her bathroom, Lola looks in the mirror at her face, then smooths down her hair. Wearing a polka dot robe, she moves to the bathtub and turns on the water. She tests the temperature with her hand. Her gaze moves upward to the shower head. Her lips twist, and she pulls it down. She lifts a metal lever on the faucet, and water streams from the shower head. Lola drops her robe to the floor and steps into the tub. At his house, Miles steps out onto the back terrace with a man in his 30s in a tan blazer, Rodrigo.
It's really, really great.
How long have you been writing?
Since kindergarten. 3 hours, you know, really took to him.
I mean, creatively.
Rodrigo uses his phone as a recorder and sets it in front of Miles.
Month? I never really thought I was any good before Mr. Mitchell. So.
Well, it's
It's important to have a mentor. Okay, tell me a little bit about taking off the training wheels.
Miles is pale. He touches his throat.
Well, it's a short story about learning how to ride a bike.
Well, more specifically, learning from your dad, right?
He blinks rapidly and looks away.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Miles keeps his face turned.
With whom the main character seems to have a pretty complicated relationship.
Later, Miles lies on the rug on his bedroom floor. He breathes erratically and clutches his shirt, phone in hand.
I need you.
Three little words every girl wants to hear.
I can't breathe.
Did you go off the pills cold turkey? I told you not to. Take one now.
I flushed them.
Esme sits at the dot.
I feel like my heart's gonna explode.
Okay, this is a garden variety panic attack. I'll walk you through it. Start by breathing into your belly.
His face stretches in pain. In a doctor's office, Lola sits on the exam table in a gown.
Okay.
The dark-haired doctor looks at her clipboard.
Tickety-boo. You are a picture of health. So we'll see you again next year.
Lola closes her eyes.
Unless there's something else.
Lola turns away and shakes her head.
I'm broken.
Okay. I literally just did a full checkup. Any specific part of you?
My argosha.
Your vagina. Did you do something to it?
Yes, and nothing happened.
I'm getting old. You're gonna have to spell this out for me.
I just found out that my friend has been having some alone time.
Masturbating.
Yeah, that. And I thought I should try that. And it didn't work.
It didn't feel good.
I mean, it felt okay. Like I didn't
have an orgasm.
Lola nods.
Oh, dear.
Am I abnormal? I knew it.
Oh. Lola. You're definitely not normal.
Oh, Dios mío.
But because there is no normal. Everyone is different, so different things work for different women. Not everybody orgasms every time.
So what do I have to do? Physio?
Relax. Here.
The doctor takes a pamphlet from her shelf.
Read this.
She hands it to Lola.
Get to know yourself. It's a normal thing to do, and it's supposed to be enjoyable. Okay?
In a classroom, Goldie and the Feminist Club make posters.
How about one that says, inequality has got to go? Get it? Maya, such a pleasure. Shall we discuss your technical needs?
Actually, I can't do the show.
Oh, that's such a disappointment.
I just don't feel like I'm a feminist. No offense.
None taken, but just out of curiosity, what makes you say that?
Well, for one, I'm not anti-men.
And we're all horrible man-haters.
Well, no, but stealing one of the boys' washrooms just doesn't seem very equal.
Tell me this. Do you think that men and women should be paid the same salary for the same job?
Yeah, for sure.
And do you think that boys and girls should have the same access to education?
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yet, this school ignores the fact that boys and girls use washrooms differently. Have you ever waited in line?
I think we all have.
Not boys. And with only 7-minute breaks, this makes girls late for class and causes them to miss lessons and get detention.
I never thought of that.
And wouldn't you say that this gives girls a worse education than boys?
Yeah, I would.
Well, then, I have news for you, Maya Matlin. You are a feminist.
Maya smiles. In the girls' locker room, a female student hangs her backpack on a hook, then walks off with her friends. Esme peeks in, then enters with Miles.
Are you sure we'll find pills?
Girls in grade 10 gym, can you name a group of people with more anxiety?
She looks in a backpack.
Look for anything that says uptight. 2-strap backpacks. You see that girl Shay's stuff anywhere?
I can't believe you didn't fill your scripts this week.
Hey, I can't believe you'd flush what I gave you. So we're even.
They go to the hooks and Miles checks the bag.
What if we don't find any? I lost it when I had to talk about my dad. In like an hour at my brother's gaming thing, I have to talk to him.
And I'm sure that you'll be fine.
He finds prescription pills in a bag.
I know I will.
because of these.
He hands her the bottle.
They'll do in a pinch, but the dosage is higher than you're used to, and the effects are fast.
Sounds good to me.
In Mandarin class, Lola reads the pamphlet hidden in her textbook.
So remember, you can use any or part of this pattern to suggest that an action or verb is in progress. 他们进唱这个, Frankie?
They are singing.
Very good. How about 他们正在唱歌, Shay?
They are laughing.
Trick question. That is also they are singing. How about 他正在看, Lola?
Huh?
It means she is reading, but what is she reading? Care to share with the rest of the class?
No, that's okay.
我坚持, that means I insist.
The teacher pulls the book away, and Lola stands with the pamphlet.
Go on.
Lola looks down, her brow creased.
Masturbation is a stimulation or manipulation of the genitals.
Okay, settle down. This is nothing to be embarrassed about. Now focus.
The teacher mouths sorry before continuing with class. Lola rests her head on her hand. Outside a school bathroom, members of the feminist club hold signs. Zig approaches.
Until further notice, this washroom's out of order.
This is ridiculous.
Goldie shrugs.
Maya, can you please tell her that I need to use this bathroom?
Maya wears a feminist shirt.
You too, Maya?
Zig, there are 4 other perfectly good boys' bathrooms that you could use.
But you know that I
girls
can't...
Girls have to deal with that every day. Maybe now it's your turn. Sorry.
Maya picks up a mic next to Grace, behind the drum machine and laptop.
Okay, everyone, let's get this party started. And be sure to sign our petition.
Don't call me babe when you know my name.
In the gymnasium, Hunter and the gaming team sit behind computers. An audience watches the game on the big screen behind them.
Yeah, I need you to bait.
10 steps ahead of you.
BJ, drop a blind.
Sir, yes, sir.
Hunter's family sits in the front row. Miles watches drowsily.
Target annihilated. Let's do this.
Hunter's killing it. Is Hunter killing it? I don't really know what's happening.
Yeah, I think he just killed a furry guy.
Of course he's killing it. He's a Hollingsworth, right, Dad? Damn straight. Winners.
All right, guys, let's go in.
Miles puts his arm around his dad, a vacant look in his eyes.
Boss, drop it.
Miles approaches Hunter.
You're distracting me, doof.
Hey, man. You're acting kind of weird. Come on.
Winston helps him back to his seat.
Miles, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just loving this family time.
Mrs. Hollingsworth stands and pulls Winston aside.
What is going on with him?
Long day. You know, we had a quiz.
I have known you since you were in diapers, Winston. Don't lie to me.
Okay. He's on drugs. Pills.
She stares open-mouthed, then leans over Miles in his seat.
Let's go get some air. Come on.
She pulls the lethargic Miles from his seat and leads him out. He takes a dazed look at Winston. In Miles's room, his mom looks through drawers.
Where are they?
She strides across the room to another dresser while Miles sits on his bed.
You were doing so well. You were getting published.
I'm trying to be the son that you want me to be.
No, you're not. You were high at school. Wait, you think this is funny?
No, you're right. This is terrible. I'm a terrible kid.
She stares at him.
You missed a shelf.
She goes to the shelf and pulls off a bin. Miles lies back on his bed. In Lola's colorful bedroom, Frankie has her feet up on the bed and looks at a tablet.
I've been off all my socials for 5 hours. Is everyone talking about me? I can't bear to look.
Well, they're not talking about you. Why are we even reading that anyway?
Because we never talk about it.
It's kind of private.
Guys talk about this stuff all the time. Eggplant, fists, raindrops. We don't even have emojis for it.
Okay. So, what did it say?
Frankie passes the tablet.
It's tiny. Time to face the music.
Good night.
Frankie leaves. Lola presses her tablet, and Tiny appears in a video call.
Look, if you want to stop talking to me, then you're the worst.
Whoa. I don't want to stop talking. What would you think then?
I don't know. You laughed at me.
Everyone laughed. It was funny.
She makes a face.
I'm sorry. Can you move past this? Starting with lunch tomorrow? I can get there early and score you some of those chocolate chunk cookies.
I do like cookies.
I'll take that as a yes. And one more question. And I'm just curious.
None of your business, mister.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lola smiles and puts her tablet down. She climbs under her covers and turns off the light. She clutches her blanket to her chest, then turns the light back on. She picks up the pamphlet from her bedside table and opens it before sliding a hand under her covers. In English class, a student holds a newspaper arts page with Miles' photo next to the title, Taking Off the Training Wheels.
Required reading for this weekend, the profile of your classmate and literary giant, Miles Hollingsworth.
Miles and Esme smile at each other. Winston looks at the floor before facing Miles.
Hey, it's not so bad. You actually seem really smart.
Actually?
Well, I mean, I think your parents are gonna be impressed.
Who cares?
Look, I'm sorry I blew your secret to your mom. I was worried.
No, you don't have to worry anymore. She trashed my room searching for contraband.
Well, did she find any?
No, and she won't because she doesn't know where to look.
Miles holds up a pen. He unscrews the bottom and pours out two pills. He hands one to Esme.
Where did you get those?
From the one person who actually does care about me.
Esme takes the pill with water.
Hey, come on. You don't have to do that, all right? If you really have anxiety, I can get you help from a doctor or something.
I'm done trying to be everyone's favorite son.
He takes a sip from a water bottle and tosses the pill into his mouth.
If you're always a disappointment, then it's impossible to disappoint.
Miles leaves with Esme. In the hall, Maya walks up to Goldie and her friends.
Hey, I got your text. Why the grin?
Well, thanks in part to your help, we got our 200 signatures and the support of the Parents' Council.
Which means we did it?
Indeed. Would you like to do the honors, or will that only further upset your boyfriend?
No, he's cool. I mean, I explained to him how equality doesn't always mean everything is equal, and now he's just gonna have to learn to not eat 2 burritos every lunch hour. And you should do it. It was your idea.
Maya hands the yellow girls' restroom placard to Goldie, who places it over the boys' symbol on the bathroom door.
Whoa! So what's next?
What do you mean? Are you kidding? This was awesome. I'm joining the freaking club.
Well, in that case...
Goldie shows her an image.
From the video game competition.
The one that was here at school yesterday.
Using the school's name and the school's money.
To celebrate dudes practically murdering half-naked women?
Doesn't seem right, does it?
Goldie raises her eyebrows. Maya smiles, cut to black. Opening credits continue. Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Andre Kim, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven.
Up next,
Sarah
Not All Men.
Glass,
feeling
Richard
unaccepted
Walker,
by her mom. Zoe Diaris searches for her dad. The Gamer Club lands in hot water over misogyny. Frankie wonders if she's self-absorbed.
This is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures.